I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 16th. Quincy City Council Finance Committee has approved the money needed to build a new Quincy animal shelter. Council voted last night in favor of the $15 million for the new shelter to be built on Quarry Street next to the new dog park. Councilor-at-Large Ann Mahoney voted against the proposal, citing the increased cost, and at-large Councilor Nina Liang voted present. The matter will now be voted on by the full City Council at their last meeting of the legislative session next Tuesday night. The Council delayed voting on a request for $7 million for improvements to public buildings, but approved $3 million to purchase new vehicles, many of which will be electric vehicles. The Finance Committee will meet before next Tuesday's City Council meeting to vote on the $7 million and will also vote on a request for $53 million to continue the Quincy Center redevelopment project. The North Quincy High School boys volleyball team season came to an end last night with a loss to Westfield 25-16 at Worcester North High School. It was the first Raider team to make it to the state finals in 20 years as they end their season with an 18-2 record. It is safe to swim at all 13 Quincy City beaches. Results of water tests taken on Tuesday indicates safe levels of bacteria in the water, according to the Quincy Health Department. The results of tests taken by the state at Wollaston Beach are not available. State Department of Public Health announcing two additional cases of monkeypox in adult males yesterday, bringing the total number of monkeypox cases in the state to six since May. DPH said initial testing was completed on Tuesday at the state lab in Jamaica Plain, and authorities confirmed testing will be done at the U.S. CDC. The DPH said there's no known connection between the two new cases, but didn't specify if there were any connections between the previous cases. State said it's working with health officials, the patients, and healthcare providers to identify individuals who may have been in contact with those patients while they were infected. One person suffering life-threatening injuries in a shooting yesterday in Dorchester. Police said a person was shot on Melville Avenue between Washington Street and Dorchester Ave at about 5:20 p.m. Witnesses said there were multiple people that fled the scene, leaving behind a scooter. Officials spoke briefly with reporters but didn't speak about details of the shooting. Witnesses said a man and a woman were put into handcuffs, taken away. Check of business news. Stocks were up. The Dow rose 303. NASDAQ up 270. The S&P added 54. Asian stocks mixed after the Fed raised its key interest rate by 0.75 point and signaled more rate hikes were coming to fight inflation. Oil trading at almost $116 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat Oakland 8-1. They'll play again at Fenway at 1:30 this afternoon. Of course, Celtics and Golden State, Game 6 tonight at 9 o'clock at the Garden. The Warriors leading the NBA Finals 3-2. Forecast, today partly cloudy and a little more humid, highs in the mid-70s, 56 for a low under cloudy skies this evening. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, scattered afternoon storms at a high of 88, partly sunny 70 on Saturday, cloudy 68 on Sunday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, the winds out of the south increasing to 25 knots, high tide 1:44 p.m. Sunrise 5:06, set at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 16th.